You hear me, please?
Yes.
Okay, where are you at this particular moment in time?
In an orange grove.
You're in an orange grove. And which country is this orange grove in?
Spain.
It is in Spain. And what part of Spain?
Costa del Sol.
Costa del Sol. Do you know the year?
1856.
The year is 1856. And you're on the Costa del Sol. Who are you? What is your name?
Maria.
Can you say again?
Maria.
Maria. Do you have a surname?
Maria Gonzalez.
Maria Gonzalez. How are you, please? How old are you, please, Maria?
6.
You're 6 years old. Are you happy to communicate with me?
Yes.
How is life with you? Are you a happy soul?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about your life. Do you have any schooling?
Go to a little school in a village, in the village.
Can you speak up for me, please?
Go to a little school in the village.
Okay, Maria, I'm now going to take you up through the years. And now, are you still with me in this past life at the age of 18? You're now 18. Are you still with me in this past life?
Yes.
And are you married?
No.
Do you have a future potential husband?
No.
What is going on in the village? What is happening around you in the village?
It's fiesta time.
Okay. And are they happy times?
Yes.
Do you practice your religion? Do you have a religion and do you practice this religion?
Yes. We're Catholic.
You're Catholic. And who is the name of the priest where you worship?
Father.
It's okay. We're going to move on very quickly with this now. I want you to examine this past life. Do you marry?
Yes.
And what is the name of your husband?
Pablo.
Pablo. And what family name do you take now?
Cano.
Say again?
Cano.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children in this life?
Yes.
And what are their names?
Juan Pablo Jr.
I see. Is he a good boy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to take you up now in this life. Would you like to talk to me about your passing now? I want you now to examine the passing over when you leave this past life. I'm going to take you painlessly to the point where, or just before the point where you pass over. How old are you, please, Maria?
42.
You're 42 when you finally pass, is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what takes you over? What is the illness?
What? Like consumption.
Say again?
Consumption.
Consumption. I've had this before. That's tuberculosis, is that correct? That TB consumption. Well, I didn't know that when I first encountered this. Okay, so consumption takes you over. Do you know where you are buried?
In the village cemetery.
And which village is this, please?
Merca.
Merca?
Merca.
Okay, and what is the name of the church where you are buried, please?
St. Augustine's.
St. Augustine's, okay. I'm going to close you down now and we're going to move on. Relaxing in a peaceful, happy time. Peaceful, happy time.
This section is for the analysis and the post-mortem.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a journey we have been on tonight. It's been a roller coaster. I can't wait to talk to them. Are we ready for some explanations here? Stephanie will now pass me the report sheet. If I call your names out, I want you to remain seated. If I do not call your name out, I'd like you to be upstanding. Right, we're going to talk first of all to Janet B. Where's Janet B? That's you, Janet B. Right, I did sort of get introduced to you today. I don't know you personally, but I did declare my interest in you. Janet B, have you ever been regressed before? No. Do you believe in past life regression?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Have you ever had a dream of somebody you might have been or a place that you may have lived at one time?
I've always felt as if I was Spanish in another life.
Well, actually, why have you had those dreams? Is it just a feeling?
No, I've often said to the boss, I've always felt, when I come to live in Spain 7 years ago, I felt as if I'd come home and I'd always been here, but I always say, why can't I talk Spanish?
Yeah, hablo español. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't speak Spanish. Okay, no problems. Okay, Janet B., in a past life, you lived in 1856. Your name was Maria Gonzalez. You lived in Spain. You lived on Costa del Sol. You were. We took you to the... Let me see. In fact, this is really getting interesting, this now. Took you up to 18. You were unmarried at the age of 18. At the time I made contact with you, it was fiesta time in the village. You were Catholic. And let me see. You married. You did get married, and you married Pablo Cano. I'm not too sure I cannot pronounce that properly, because I'm not too sure. You can check into this. You had one son. His name was Pablo Jr. And it gets even more interesting, Janet, because we took you to where you are buried.
Oh, God.
Now, this is pretty amazing, because we took you. You are buried in the village cemetery in St. Augustine's, Merca. Listen. I'll go with that. Janet B., alias Maria Gonzalez, in a past life, this is your past life. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Give her a nice big cheer.